When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
Try to run her over. Bucci got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
What is up, Zoneheads, and welcome to the Underreported. I'm your host, Greg Rhodes, here as we take a look at a story that I feel is just flying a little bit under the radar. And last week, we talked a little bit about the approach of the dog days of summer. And I went through some of the great list of things that you have a chance to do here in Orlando to kind of occupy that sports mind. Other way to kind of occupy your mind and really learn more about some sports. And for some, living out your fantasy of running your favorite team and like leading the Rays to five straight World Series appearances like I would like to do, or even taking the Dolphins back to glory. And that's through video games. But something that we haven't been able to do through those games for a long time now has been able to rebuild your NCAA dynasty. Whether you wanted to take one of those lower level, mid-major kind of teams and have them run all the way into the playoffs, or even take a powerhouse like, you know, a University of Florida here and take them back to the promised land. It's been since 2013 that we've been missing out on college football games, and even longer for college basketball games. And they were once mainstays in that kind of video gaming sphere that we all look at when we were younger, or even now as gaming has continued to even turn into a big business. And again, outside of the mod community, we haven't been able to do that since 2013. And we'll touch a little bit on kind of the mod community, things like Operation Sports and other things that have kind of kept it alive. But really, why haven't we been able to play an NCAA football game, and why is it taking so long to bring it back? Well, we'll definitely get into that. But first, let me introduce you to my guest today, who's a little bit more into that community than what I am. I certainly had my time where I was a pretty big gamer, but this guy's a little bit deeper than I ever got. He's a top-ranked MLB The Show player. He's finished, I think he said his highest season that he's ever finished was fourth, but, you know, I think he might be being a little bit modest. And some of you might know him as Daddy Dalt, but I just call him my nephew. His name's Dalton Mossel. What's up, Dalton?
What's up, man? This is I'm very excited to be talking about this. I'm not going to lie. Very, very excited to be talking about this.
I feel like I need to be signed up onto your Twitch team to be like your hype man. I know, right, like honestly, sometimes I log into your Twitch and I give you a bunch of like garbage. I like to trash talk you a little bit you're streaming MLB The Show, but for real, like I could be your hype man.
I think. Really could be, definitely. You're really good at it. You're really good at it.
So how long have you kind of been doing the Twitch streaming thing, and what really kind of kicked it off for you?
I would say if you look at my Twitch, I think it's been 2 years since I first started streaming. But when I first started streaming, it was very like not as serious as it is now, maybe here and there, like once, twice every few weeks. But over the last probably few months, it's been it's gotten pretty serious. I stream try to at least a few days a week. I don't really know how I got into it, honestly. I just played MLB like a ton, you know that. And then one day I was just like, I mean, why not just kind of stream it. I mean, a lot of when I watch like other games and stuff, like I don't know what it is. I like being super competitive in any game I play. I want to be like somewhat competitive. So I always watch people who are like some of the better players in the game and whatnot. So I was like, you know, maybe some people tune in, watch, and then it kind of like, I wouldn't say blew up, but it definitely has gone well for me doing it. So it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of that kind of honestly with your generation and things like that, because you're a bit younger than me, but with your generation and having to go through kind of like your last bit of school and things like that, that really kind of turned digital. It almost forced you to have a streaming setup. You're even like your last year in high school and then into college. A lot of that stuff was going on through the pandemic and things like that. So it forced you to have a streaming setup at home. So why not use it for fun?
It literally did. I bought my first PC I got because of like having to come back home from college because of COVID and everything happening. My laptop was like terrible. So I was like, I might as well just get a PC. It was pretty close in price for like an average PC and a good laptop. So I was like, you know, might as well.
Yeah, no, that kind of stuff kind of manifests itself sometimes. So
yeah, so it's been pretty cool.
Now, I said that you finished fourth in a season before in MLB The Show. Now, what year MLB The Show was that? And you're kind of consistently there, at least in the top 10 at worst, right?
Yeah, I'd say this year I have not, like, I think my first season I finished somewhere in the top 50. I just have not liked this year. To be honest, I have not played it a ton. I haven't streamed it that much either, honestly. Ever since the announcement of NCAA, I've definitely laid off MLB.
kind of started turning your focus back to playing maybe a couple old last year's Madden to kind of get back into that mindset, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was last year. I think last year at MLB 23 was probably by far my best year with playing and streaming for sure.
Well, it's a great time to kind of build into that, because that's going to be a subject that we'll touch on a little bit later, but kind of that kind of game coming back into the gaming community, it's going to be it's a whole new animal than what it was when that game came out in 2013. And like I said, we'll talk a little bit about that here in just a minute, but I kind of wanted to set the stage as to how we got to this point.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking a little bit before, and Ed O'Bannon is not a name that really kind of registers with you right off the bat. And I don't think it registers with a lot of people really off the bat, but looking at the Ed O'Bannon case versus the NCAA and what was EA Sports and the college collective licensing agreement at the time really kicked off what we're dealing with now when it comes to NIL. You look through what all the changes that are going through in college athletics, and it really kind of, this is the jumping off point to where we're at now. So Ed O'Bannon is a former UCLA basketball player. And back in 2013, he sued for the use of his image and likeness in NCAA video games. Now, he was included in one of those like throwback teams. So if you played any of those college games previously, they had throwback teams that had the best players of all time through the collegiate history. Well, he was included on one of those teams, but he wasn't compensated for that. So that was really their first jumping off point of the NCAA is profiting off of this licensing agreement with EA Sports to make these games using what's essentially me. Now, the names might not have been the same. The number was the same. The statistics were the same. And one of the first example that really pops out in my head, especially since we're in the state of Florida, is Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow was a cover athlete for NCAA football, 2011, I think, and I still have that game under my bed with my PlayStation 3. But anyway, NCAA football 11, Tim Tebow was the cover athlete. And in that game, if you played as the Gators, you could have a quarterback, left-handed, white, number 15, and mobile playing for the Florida Gators. It was Tim Tebow. There was no doubt about that being Tim Tebow, and that was the same for players throughout NCAA football and basketball when they were still making those games. They're using their image, they're using their likeness directly to sell this game, right? That makes sense.
Oh, 100%. I remember playing, like you were saying, with NCAA, everybody, and you could tell exactly it was Tim Tebow. He was like by far the best player in the game. Same thing with basketball. I remember playing some of the 2K, like NCAA, whatever basketball games. I think one of them had like Jared Solinger on it, I want to say it was. That's one of the like earliest ones I remember playing. Yep. And he was also by far one of the best, but you can never tell like exactly who it was, but you know, they were just kind of ripping him off. And
that's the thing. Again, you could tell exactly who it was, because 100%. Again, they were using their numbers. I spent many nights whenever I got a brand new NCAA game of just entering all the names off the roster. I would go to the computer, I'd print out the Gators spring roster, and I would put in all the names.
Yep.
That was my team growing up, the Gators. And this is before they had in 2013 and 2014, they had where you could share rosters and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I had to do it myself.
Yeah.
You go through and you spend the whole night doing that, and then you've got a year of the full roster.
Yeah.
And there was options to put in fake names and things like that. But why would you do that when you know the names of the players?
Right.
So, of course, I went through and did that.
Content creation can be a difficult thing to tackle, especially if you're on your own, you've got a business to worry about, and you need a helping hand. That's what AuthenticAudioPro.com is all about. You can reach out to me directly on social media at Brandon Kravitz across all platforms. I'm happy to help. Everything from commercial production to live endorsements on this very show, I'll even help you launch your own high-quality podcast that you can be proud of. Customizable packages are available to fit your business's needs. I'm ready to work with you to tell your story and to make you sound great in the process. Learn more at AuthenticAudioPro.com.
Well, eventually this case makes it to the courts where EA Sports just says, you know what? Not worth it. We're not going through court. We're not getting our names drug through the mud. EA and the collegiate licensing settled for $40 million. Paid out to over 10,000 different former players. That left the NCAA on their own as this continued up through the courts. Well, the NCAA ended up losing this court case. EA stopped producing the game as a result because NCAA would not agree to EA offering to pay the players for their likeness. So even way back in 2013, EA was like, no, we know this is the way that it's going to go. We're okay with paying them. The NCAA still would not agree to it back then. The NCAA ends up losing. They were then ordered to pay $42.2 million. So between that, there was over $80 million that was spread out between these 10 different former athletes. But it also was the end of NCAA football. And NCAA football 2014 was the very last college football sporting game that we had until this coming year. So I just want to go back through and kind of give you like a recap of what was going on when they made NCAA football 13. So the cover athlete was Denard Robinson, Michigan quarterback. And I'm sure that's a throwback name for a lot of people. He was the utility tool. That guy could play anywhere on the field. If you wanted to move him in NCAA football from quarterback, he was like a 99 wide receiver. He was a 99 running back, wherever you wanted to put him. He was a great athlete. The game originally cost $59.99. You can still buy the game right now from GameStop used for $80.
I'm going to tune in on this. As the hype has come out for NCAA, it is now jumped from $80 like a few weeks ago. And I'm looking on Cave Gamers. It is $155 right now. And on Amazon, it's like $130. So the hype has been really
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the GameStop price that I saw was from earlier today, but I didn't check if it was in stock. It might not be in stock. So it could be easier to try and find it on, like you said, Amazon, eBay, or like Cave Gamers.
Yeah, I remember always trying to look at GameStop the last like few years. They've been talking about how NCAA could be coming back, and then like all those mods and everything we had talked about that we'll talk about soon. You would always go into GameStop, and they would never have it, ever.
Right. Now, again, this is like the complete opposite. This is like the complete opposite that you'd expect for a sports game. Every year, once the new game comes out the next year, Madden 23 costs nothing compared to Madden 24. You could get it for $5. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
But now, because that was the last one that they made, the value of it has just continued to grow. And again, before they announced this, if I'm not mistaken, this game was even more expensive. If you're looking back, maybe like just a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago before the announcement, because everybody was of the mindset, there's no way that it's coming back ever.
Yep, 100%. Because I actually had looked to buy it. Like I said before, when the mods had come out and people were just going back on like PC to play and everything, it was like almost $200 that you could find it like at Amazon or eBay or something that people would sell it for. So it was definitely more expensive then.
So I'm going to give you a little bit of a throwback here. I'm going to read through some of the information that they had on the back cover, because, you know, that's where they always listed all of the hyped features and the new things that were going on. So they listed as play true to your team. NCAA Football 14 unlocks the unpredictability and innovation of the college game. The new physics-driven animation system and a completely re-engineered spread and read option game influence the outcome of every moment, allowing you to stay true to your team. Now, again, this is just the beginning of where the spread offense was going wild. You mm-hmm. had Urban Meyer in Utah, and then you had him move over to Florida around that time frame, and that's when Florida had Tim Tebow and everything was going nuts, and everybody couldn't believe that they were doing these crazy things with an offense. Now, if you're not playing the spread, you are miles behind so many people, even in the NFL at this point, it seems like. Right. But at this time, having a re-engineered spread and read option game really kind of changed the way you looked at this game. They updated the dynasty setting, so play with your unprecedented depth and strategy. As a footnote, they have listed the NCAA Football Ultimate Team. Now, this, I don't think this is the first, and actually, you know, I could be wrong. This might be the first year of Ultimate Team in NCAA football, the first and only year to this point that they had Ultimate Team. And now that is the game mode in any sports game. Ultimate Team is what's taken over, right?
1,000%. Every game. I play a lot of sports games, whether it's like MLB, like what I usually stream, or like FIFA. I play a lot of FIFA. Even Madden itself. Madden, I'm kind of like whatever on. But every single game, any sports game, Ultimate Team is what runs it, 1,000%.
And now I'm reading the back of the box for a Xbox version of the game, and it says better with Kinect. So control your team with precision using only your voice. You know, the best in future technology they were advertising there. Mm-hmm. Now online, it offered Xbox Live. You could use Xbox Live on the Xbox 360 for this game. It offered co-op, so you could play up to four players in a game. So that's still kind of what they're looking to do in the new one. 10 megabytes to save a game. It feels like it's like 19 gigs to save a game.
Anyway. Right. Definitely is 100%.
They're very excited that it's HDTV compatible up to 1080p. There's a chat pad option that you can use. And yeah, no. And then you can, they have the Kinect information as well. So again, the failed Xbox experiment that was the Kinect.
I was going to say that's a complete throwback.
And my favorite little thing on this, it says Kinect activity level sitting. So just so you know, you're going to be sitting playing the Kinect on this level of NCAA Football 14. But anyway, that's the kind of the rundown of the back of the box. And you'll see why I did that a little bit later. Dalton's already laughing about it because some of those stats are wild compared to how the games have kind of changed. But
100%.
We had talked about the mod community keeping that game alive. So there are still people that play NCAA 14 online because of this mod community. And can you kind of tell people what I mean by mod community?
So I believe it was 2 years ago they had come in, like they do this for every game. Like you'll see it a lot in GTA. They mod it. They'll like, they almost turn it into another game. Like it's considered that game, but it's slightly different. Like you have to download other things and whatnot, and they'll update it gradually. Like in NCAA 14, like they had all the new players. Like a few years ago, there was like CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, all this stuff. They were updating graphics gradually, so it didn't even look like NCAA 14 anymore. It was kind of newer with graphics. So the mod community and video games as a whole has been really, really cool. It kind of has kept games alive, like GTA. I feel like everybody's played GTA. That game's been, what, around like 10 years, and it's been alive because of the mod community. So it definitely helps games for sure.
Right. Yeah. No. And specifically, the one that even I downloaded was College Football Revamped. Yep. And that one, again, like we were talking about how they've updated different things. So different things on the screen are changed. They've updated different call patterns and cadences. Mm-hmm. They've introduced new score bugs and things like that, whether it be an ESPN or CBS Sports, all different kinds of really cool things that they were able to do. And again, a lot of that is because EA Sports wasn't doing anything with the game anymore. So they weren't so concerned with trying to police it. I know that there's not a lot that Grand Theft Auto does to try and police that and restrict it. But EA Sports has historically been pretty litigious with that kind of stuff.
For
and
sure.
they just kind of let it slide because it's not very difficult to find.
No,
it was definitely from the same people that I got all of like the rosters from Operation Sports and stuff like that. And again, updated uniforms. If you talk about UCF, they added all like the space uniforms and they updated the stadium. So that way, and all different kinds of things, and even changing like the cover athletes. Like I think last year's had Jackson Smith and Jigba. You know, so really cool things that the mod community has kept the game going. And I think that's a big part of why EA Sports has decided to kind of push to bring the game back. Now, the game was successful for its time, but there were years that it was kind of lean and maybe not as successful. But seeing that people continued to try and mod and bring the game back and keep it going all this time has to have made them think, you know what, maybe we do have something here that we need to look at bringing back.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And I feel like I don't know. I don't even know why, but I feel like college football itself is just so like I don't know. Maybe it's because people like connect to the colleges. Maybe they went there or whatever. But anything college related, I feel like people are so much bigger on than like normal, like NFL or like baseball, whatever it like, whatever it happens to be.
Sure. Yeah. No. And I think a lot of that has to do with if you look at pro sports, players play for those teams for so long that you become a fan of the player, maybe sometimes more than the team. In college football, you're there for a max of 5 years at this point.
Max. And it feels like the good ones are there, what, 1-2 years and they're gone into the end.
Either they're transferring NBA, out to whatever. Somebody that's going to pay them, or they're going to head off to the pro league. Right.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big part of it, is that you build this allegiance to the team, because you have to. If you don't build an allegiance to the team, that player is moving on. You can follow that player to the pros, but what's it going to do to the team? So I think that's a big part of it. And also, I just think, like, especially us growing up in the South, it's so regional. And there's so many college football teams that are powerhouses down here that it really does become like bragging rights, whether it be state to state, like Florida to Alabama or Georgia, or even like regions inside the state, like Gainesville to Tallahassee.
I was going to say Miami. Like UCF versus USF. I feel like
UCF
that's
versus USF. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all those kinds of things. And it really, it's so community driven when it comes to college sports that I see exactly why it rolls over into something like this style of video game.
For sure.
And then, not just the mod community, but then also because of how popular this game kind of re-became during COVID. We talked a little bit about how even your example of having to come back home from college, and that forced you to kind of build a better gaming rig because you needed something for school. A lot of people just kind of reverted to just wanting some kind of nostalgia trip during COVID. They wanted something that made them feel better about themselves, feel safe a little bit. And there's nothing like that. There's nothing like that regionality and passion that you feel towards those teams. There's nothing like that like college football. So college football video games was a natural progression for people. I remember seeing like Barstool Sports had a whole series on it where they had Coach Duggs that was going around and all that kind of stuff. But there were so many other people doing that too. And we talked about the differences in online gaming between now and then. I think that was like an interesting bridge that I think we're going to see continue on with the new game.
Oh, I definitely hope so. And like you said, like just gaming popularity in general, when COVID hit, that I feel like that's when NCAA became huge during that time. Like you said, people wanted that nostalgia, and that's when the mods went crazy during that time. And I don't know, that was one of the funner times I had ever had playing like any sports game. That was awesome.
Now, some of the big differences that we'll see as we start to talk about the new game coming up is just kind of the differences in gaming in general, but also specifically online gaming compared to the 11 years ago since the last release of this game. So think about that. That was two console generations ago. They didn't make this game for the PlayStation 4 or Xbox One. They stopped.
It was the PS3 360.
That's right.
Jesus.
And the PlayStation 3 would recommend you to play at 720p.
Yeah.
You know? So The graphics are going to be just so different. The definition, high speed internet is more widespread than it was back then. It's easy to get wildly fast internet now. You're not going to have
nearly fiber like everywhere now. Now it's
right outside of my house. Yeah, there's fiber everywhere. There's more widespread acceptance of gaming. It's not so much of your parents coming in and saying, turn that game off it used to be. I feel like parents are starting to see that, well, you know what? This kid's actually pretty good at this game. Let me play for a little bit longer. He might have some money. But
exactly.
And then also a negative in my mind, but it also kind of leads to what we talked about with the Ultimate Teams, is the increase in microtransactions. So it's become so expensive to play video games anymore. It used to be you paid for the game, you had your access, whether it be Xbox Live and you paid for your Xbox Gold or PlayStation Network, and that was it. You were set up to play your game. Now, if you want to play in what's considered, again, like I said, the more competitive mode, the mode that more people are playing, it seems every time I log on, is these Ultimate Team things, and they can cost some money.
Back to when you had asked me why I had actually started playing MLB. MLB is very friendly to not having microtransactions and stuff like that. So that's honestly why I had started playing it. I had played FIFA and Madden a lot, and the microtransactions over the years, you have to pay hundreds of dollars. Almost every week you got to spend money on stuff to keep up with everybody else.
Exactly, to stay competitive. If you're playing competitively, need to. If you're just playing like a schmo like me and you're just, you know, just kind of running through it for fun, that's fine. But if you're online streaming, trying to make a little bit of cash out of this and trying to be competitive in these season modes, you got to spend a little bit of coin to keep up.
Oh, definitely. I feel like in Madden, especially because Madden, you don't control every player. Like games that you control almost every player, it's whatever. But in Madden, when the AI is controlling most of the players, you want the best stats on everybody possible. So people are dropping some big money on this stuff.
Now, I haven't seen much information on it, but I've already seen kind of where they're talking about some of the day of release stuff that they're going to have for the game. And yeah, no, it's playing right into that same method. I mean, EA has been maybe one of the biggest culprits of microtransactions when it comes to the gaming community. They have a really bad reputation for it, not just in their sports games, but also in their shoot 'em ups. Things like Battlefront and things like that were laden with them, and it made the game almost unplayable online.
I've seen good things. I know they had flown out a few creators and whatnot to try out the game. I've seen a lot of people say that it's not a reskin of Madden. Obviously, it probably won't be. There's going to be some crazy new features and whatnot.
I'm nervous because it's the Frostbite engine again, but I've heard the same things.
I'll go into some of these new updates and everything, but you already know there's going to be insane amounts of microtransactions with EA, which kind of sucks. But like I said, there's a bunch of new stuff. I actually kind of want to read off some of them. The people who had went and flown out and played it said the gameplay is in college is a lot faster than how it is in Madden and makes it feel drastically different. Meaning some players, freshmen and whatnot, play completely different than seniors and stuff like that. So say you have a senior quarterback and then a freshman quarterback and pairing the two, a senior quarterback is going to read if there's a blitz coming or something 10 times better than if a freshman quarterback is going to do. So it's kind of cool that some of this new stuff that they're coming out with. And some of these playbooks and everything, I heard the playbooks are just how college is now. You know, some of these plays that run in a college are so weird and unique. So it'll be pretty cool to see when it comes out.
Yeah, no, I think that's always been one of the more fun things about the college football game was that it was different than Madden. I loved playing Madden growing up. I loved Madden on PS3. I had the matching Madden 2011 so I could play Road to Glory
and then transfer it over.
Graduate my guy to the NFL draft and all that kind of stuff. I loved
terrible
that kind
news.
Of stuff.
I did hear there's no doing that this year, and you don't start in high school. So you know how you started in high school in the NCAA 14? You start in college, I guess, in the new one. That's what I've read. So that kind of sucks.
Yeah,
and you can't transfer it over to Madden, I've heard, too.
Which is weird because they're doing that Madden bundle. So you
bundle,
think that they're...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we'll talk a little bit on the Madden bundle here in a bit. But kind of talking about the new features in College Football 25. How they got to being able to send this game out is pretty cool, too. So what they ended up doing was signing and setting up an NIL deal with every player that's going to be in the game. So they paid a flat rate of $600 to every player that's going to be in this game, and they're giving them a free copy of the game. I think that's awesome. I don't think that's extra really $600 in your pocket.
And you're in a video game. Like, that, millions of people are going to play.
It's great for your brand if you want to continue growing your NIL brand. Or if you're not interested in growing an NIL brand, it's just cool to have $600 in your pocket and a free copy of a video game that you're in, right?
Yeah, so I'm now very confused on why, like, some people aren't wanting to.
There were a certain amount of players that have opted out, one of those players being Arch Manning. I don't know if he's that could be dated information at this point, but the last I heard, Arch Manning is not going to be in the game. And I think a lot of it was because some of these guys are looking at it as, I'm worth more than $600. That's their prerogative. If they think that they can do whatever they want to, I feel like this is just a free option for them, in my opinion. But $600, no $600. That's up to you.
Yeah.
But the players who have opted out will have a generically generated player in their place. So Arch Manning as the fourth quarterback on the depth chart in Texas, even though he's not going to be in the game, will not be in the game at all. So it's going to be a different number. It's not going to be his stats. It's not going to be any of that kind of stuff. And from what I understand, EA has also taken other steps to prevent owners from being able to manually enter those players' details. So there must be something in the code of the game that they're going to be able to look out for. Do not have an Arch Manning on Texas. I think that, I don't know how detailed they can get with that. If you made him March Anning or something like that, and like, you know what I mean? So we'll see. I'm sure there will be plenty of those kinds of things on Twitter and YouTube about how to get around the little loopholes to get around these rules. But for right now, that's what EA is standing by. Now, it's coming out in two versions. Now, the cover athletes on the general version is Michigan. Again, another Michigan guy. I wonder how you feel about that. Michigan's Donovan Edwards. Colorado's Travis Hunter, which is an obvious one, right? Mm-hmm. And Texas' Quinn Ewers. I think that's a fine grouping. I like the idea of having more than just one cover athlete. I think it kind of, especially with how long it's been. I would have liked to have maybe seen maybe a throwback to some of the guys that we missed out on being cover athletes for this game.
I agree with that 100%. I feel like there's some really big names in the last few years that they I feel like they easily could have gotten them for like the Ultimate Edition or whatever it's called. I think the Deluxe is what it's called.
Right.
That would have been really cool to see, but.
Yeah, it would have been cool to see an official CJ Stroud or, you know, or even like UCF, like give me Gabe Davis or give me a Mackenzie Milton cover. You know,
guys we all know would have been really cool to see.
Yeah, I mean, Boise State had their run with their quarterback that ended up being a cover athlete. Why not UCF with Mackenzie Milton, right?
Right.
But yeah, I would have liked to have maybe seen that incorporated, but I get it. It's fine. So they have a standard edition, which I said that the original price for the 2014 version was $59.99. It only came in one edition. They didn't have a special edition or any of that kind of stuff.
That,
The standard edition for this one, $69.99. So $10 over an 11-year time frame. Not the worst mark of inflation that I've seen out of a lot of stuff recently. So you know what? We'll take that. I can deal with that. The deluxe edition, I'm interested to hear what you have to say about this. The deluxe edition will be $99.99. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a few different things that the deluxe edition gets. The deluxe edition gets 3-day earlier access. So before the 3 days before the standard edition purchasers can play, the deluxe edition players can play online. Mm-hmm. There will be 3 ultimate team packs, which is the same as the standard if you pre-order.
Yep.
But you'll get an additional 4,600 in their online currency that they're using and a Heisman pack, which is supposed to be one of 5 like former Heisman player winners that you'd get in the ultimate team set. Do you think that additional $30 will end up being worth it for that?
I feel like if you're big into ultimate team, if you're not big into ultimate team, 100% not. If you're big into ultimate team, I will always buy the deluxe edition because the 4,600 points alone, that's like $40-$50 like in itself. Plus the packs that you get with that'll have a probably one of the better players when the game comes out. I think it's, I'm not going to say it's definitely worth it, but like I said, if you're big into Ultimate Team, I would definitely go for that one. In my opinion, I will definitely be doing that one.
Now, I bet you you'll actually probably do this one, because the next level up is what they're calling the MVP edition. So that one's going to include a deluxe edition of NCAA, or I keep on saying it, it's not NCAA football this time
EA
around.
EA football,
it's
or whatever.
EA College Football 25. Yeah. It'll include the deluxe edition of that, plus a deluxe edition of the new Madden. Now, I haven't seen what the details are for the new Madden as far as what's included with their deluxe edition, but I imagine it's probably going to be something not too dissimilar from what's included with this or what they've
usually
done.
Usually Madden has the same thing. It's like points, like the 4,600 points, which, like I said, is around like $50 or whatever, plus a couple packs.
And the early access usually too.
Yeah, and I'm huge on early access. And in those like three beginning days, I'm playing like 20 hours in those 3 days, trying to get like as much ahead as possible.
Now that one comes out to $149.99, $150 for double deluxe editions.
It's not too terrible, honestly. I could see some people, especially big Madden players, they'll probably do that.
Right. And that's the big thing that it'll be for is the big Madden players. So now I read off the information off of the cover for the old game. Let me read you some of the information that they have for the new game. In EA Sports College Football 25, experience explosive gameplay variety across 134 FBS schools and immerse yourself in the iconic atmospheres of college football as you chase college greatness. That's already sounding great, right? Campus IQ. Immerse yourself in authentic, fast-paced college football gameplay with Campus IQ. Test your strategic decision-making with an all-new composure system. Player wear and tear, screen-shaking home field advantages. That is one of the things that I remember from college football that I thought they did better than anything was the home field advantage. And made such a difference, especially if you played like Dynasty mode.
Oh, definitely.
Against the computer, you could get so many false starts. You could it changed the way that your guys played. If you play like, again, I would always play as Florida when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Heading to like LSU, you're like begging your defensive line to stop jumping off sides, right?
And that's a big thing. I saw a lot of people said the home field advantage is still massive. Like I saw someone was like Texas playing against Pitt, and the person with Pitt like could not move the ball against a guy on Texas. So it's definitely a big advantage still.
And there's going to be so many different diverse play styles across the 134 teams, like I mentioned, which is awesome that they're going to have 134 FBS teams. I remember that even playing the 2014 revamped version, there were certain teams that were missing. So I think that's pretty cool that they're going to have that. Again, they're going to have the iconic atmospheres, all the stadiums that we've talked about, the Swamp, the Big House, Tuscaloosa, College Station. It's going to be pretty cool. The Horseshoe. I mean, it's going to be pretty wild. Bring glory home, set a new standard for college football greatness in classic modes like Dynasty and Road to Glory. And we'll talk a little bit about those here in a second. Recruiter winning roster. That was always a lot of fun, was doing the recruiting portion of it, going through and figuring out how to spend your points, how to find that five star that actually wanted to come to UCF. You know what I mean? So always a great time with that. Create your coach. I always loved making your coach, and you had all these different checklists that you needed to make throughout the year. And then when you played the Road to Glory, balancing your student athlete life and all those different kinds of things. So there's always a lot lots of fun stuff with that.
Yeah. Road to Glory was amazing. That was one of my favorites.
Now the highlights on this are a little bit different than the last one. There's unfortunately, I'm reading the Xbox One again. There's no Kinect. So sorry for people that are still holding on to their Kinects on their new Xbox Series X.
The four people with the Kinects.
Right. There's no Kinect action for this, but you still have your local co-op 2v2, Xbox local multiplayer 2v2, online multiplayer 2v2. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. I like that they're doing that. Cross-platform multiplayer is still going to be an option. Now I know that there is some kind of restriction. I don't think you can do a dynasty mode online.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, which kind of sucks,
but just doing your general ranking games, you should still be able to do that. Now, if you remember, I said 1080p for the last game, but PlayStation 3 very highly recommended you play in 720p. This one will have access to 4K Ultra HD.
Wow, that's going to look so good.
Ray tracing at 60 frames per second. That game is going to look crazy. It's going to be like you're watching the Fox 4K broadcast. It's going to be insane. That's the thing that I'm most impressed with, is that they're going to be able to bring this kind of high-paced game, because I get it in other games. They're the first-person shooters and things like that, and when you're trying to build these other environments, there may be not as many fast-moving elements. There might be a couple of different elements that are moving quickly that you'll notice. But in college football, everything's moving.
Literally everything.
And the ray tracing is going to make those shadows look insane. Sunsets are – it's going to actually affect the game. I think it's going to be crazy to see that.
I know. It's going to be great. I cannot – I literally cannot wait for this. The last, like, few months have been going by so slow waiting for this.
Now, I think the important thing to, like, keep in mind is this will – how the other option was only for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Mm-hmm. This will also be – only on the newest generation consoles. They are skipping over the 1X and the PlayStation 4, which they've lived out their lives at this point, let's be honest. Just because there were so many issues during COVID, I think it's really kind of extended their life frames. Mm-hmm. We're in the new generation. We're in this current generation with the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5 that I think that a lot of games going from this point forward are only going to be made for those consoles.
And I'm hoping so, because I know some of these recent sports games like MLB, FIFA and all that, they're still like last generation. So Xbox and PS4. And I guess when making them, it's like almost making two separate games. So I feel like it just being one generation, they could really focus on like just the single game itself. So I think it's going to come out really well.
Now, a big thing that a lot of people are disappointed in is that it is not coming to PC. So I think that was also the case with the last one, that it was not available on PC. That's been the making of a lot of the sports games over the last few years, is they are not making them accessible on PC. I know that you are a big PC gamer outside of MLB The Show. What are your thoughts on why they wouldn't want to go to PC? And do you think that there's a chance for that in the future?
I genuinely don't. Within the next few years, I'm going to say no, because modding and just like being able to cheat on PC is almost so easy. Like, it is so, so easy. And like any PC games you play, you can buy cheats for like $5, $10 that are undetectable. And you'll be able to play for weeks while cheating, and it won't get detected. And it just kind of ruins the experience for everybody else. So I completely get it. And I'm not too upset about it, honestly, because I still have my PS5. So I'll just get it on that. But I'm not shocked about the PC, honestly.
Yeah, no, I think that was kind of the general consensus, was that that's the biggest reason. And it messes with the online community when you just allow rampant cheating, like what a lot of PC gamers end up doing. But some of the game modes we started to mention it. The game modes that are coming back, they'll have the Dynasty mode. That was always my favorite. I liked to just kind of run through a Dynasty and see how long I could keep it going. One of my favorite ones that I ever did was I took over Tulane. Yeah, I took over Tulane, and I brought them back to the SEC. I got them good enough that the SEC gave us an invite. So Tulane back to the SEC with a LSU rivalry, and winning a national championship was my favorite dynasty I ever put together.
I always liked playing as Hawaii because they had the sick jerseys and everything. I feel like everybody played on Hawaii.
And they played the spread. They had the spread way before everybody else did.
Yeah. So that was always fun back in like 13 and 14. That was a go-to team for sure.
So Dynasty was always fun. Road to Glory was cool. I never did it as often, but it's very similar to like how and honestly, I think it's kind of where the 2K series got the idea for the player mode.
Definitely. Yep.
So Road to Glory, very cool setup. And I think it'll be cool to kind of see how they've changed it. And you mentioned it earlier. I do wish they had that transfer over to Madden. I think that would make that bundle that much more valuable.
Yeah.
As if you could play through your Road to Glory, get into the NFL draft and get drafted by a team. And then it picks up from I can't remember the name of the Madden series gaming for that.
Oh my God. I don't even remember the name to it,
but their player mode. So
yeah,
I wish it would allow you to do that, but that's being nitpicky. It's fine.
Yeah. I wish they had the high school, like starting in high school. That was always cool. Starting in high school, like earning your stars and whatnot, like your high school state championship and everything. That was always my favorite. I mean, then going through like the recruiting process and all that was always fun. So,
right. And now we talked a little bit about Ultimate Team already, where you'll be able to kind of bring back football stars of the past and things like that. It would be really cool to, you know, like an Emmett Smith card from the Gators or an old Tebow.
I'd be very shocked. Yeah, I'd be very shocked if they don't have any of those.
Give me the boat. Give me the boat to run through Ultimate Team. Yeah. I'd love it.
Yeah, they'll definitely have some legends. And like every sports game, they have the rights to some of these legends. So that'll be really cool.
And then a new mode that they have is going to be the Road to the College Football Playoff. Now, it's a new way to experience the competitive and represent your favorite team in the Road to the College Football Playoff. Climb the polls by upsetting the toughest opponents and make it to the playoff. I think it's just going to be like it's just like a season mode.
Yeah, so
like
that's
playing just the one
like.
Season. Yeah. So they're labeling it as something new, but it's I think it's new because of it being such an old game.
Yeah.
And also the college football playoff is new.
Kind of new
to this series because they didn't have the college football playoff. In the last game. So I think that'll be kind of cool to kind of see how that also changes the way that people play this game.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, with all these different game modes and, again, it being a reintroduction to the gaming community and now this new online gaming community, do you think that there's going to be a big effect from this game on the gaming community? Do you expect to see a lot of people, like, dropping off of Madden or dropping off of MLB The Show to focus on this game, or do you think it'll be just kind of like slot itself right there in between?
At first, I definitely do. Like the first few months, I think it's going to be huge. And being in like the MLB The Show community, people are already talking about, oh, I can't wait to stop playing this and go to NCAA. So I think for at least the first few months, it'll be humongous and like taking players from other like communities and bringing them to that. And then I think after a few months, it'll kind of just like simmer down and just slot itself in.
Yeah, no, I think that'll be a big part of it. I think you're going to see, I think in its absence, like games like FIFA have blown up.
Mm-hmm.
Madden Ultimate Team, MLB The Show, they've really, and even 2K as well. The community in 2K is really huge as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't know if it's going to have as big of an impact as I think EA Sports hopes it does.
I think you're right with that, yeah.
Because I think this is just EA testing the waters. They knew this would be good. They knew that people would buy this initially. I don't know if it will be big enough for them to decide to bring back, like, let's say NCAA basketball because of how bad that they've done in the NBA market. NBA Live is a trash basketball game.
Terrible.
It used to be the gold standard.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I remember back in the day, it was like fighting with 2K. People thought it would take over. And then just
it was before 2K came out. It was the game. Like there was no other basketball game competing with it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it just, they skipped the year because they had production issues because of the lockout. 2K kicked off and they never rebounded from it. So I think that there's hope at EA that they want to try and come back to basketball via a college basketball game.
Yeah.
But I honestly, this game is going to do very, very well. But I don't know if it's going to be enough to push it to that next level. But we'll see. We'll see. I could be absolutely wrong, and we could be playing college basketball this time.
I kind of agree with you on that. I feel like the market for football is just so much bigger than college basketball in itself. So I think any year, I think a college football would do very well. But pushing it over to basketball, I don't want to say the market's small, but college basketball in itself, I feel like it's fairly small compared to college football, at least.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree with that. But yeah, man, this was great. I'm so glad that you were able to do this with me. Is there anything else about the game that you wanted to talk about or any other like thing about the gaming community that you wanted to shout out about?
Honestly, not really. I'm just glad we got to do this in like podcast form because I was going to talk to you about this in person either way. So it's kind of fun to get like kind of in depth about it.
Right.
So,
yeah.
It was very fun.
Awesome. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Go ahead and tell the people where to find you on like social media and on Twitch and stuff like that.
So the Twitch is twitch.tv/daddy_Dalt. And then I don't really use anything else. I mean, I use Twitter. My Twitter is Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N is him. And that's about the only two I really use.
I'd recommend checking out the stream. The kid does a good job. He's entertaining while he does it. He's playing some of the top players in the world when he's playing these games, and he's oftentimes rocking them. So I would very much recommend checking him out. And I think he's going to do pretty good in NCAA or in college football 25, especially when he takes over his Ohio State Buckeyes from the terrible Ryan Day. when he's the new head coach as opposed to Ryan Day being
the
head coach.
I think I can do just about as good as he's doing now, so that'll be fun. Yeah, right. I can't wait to play. Like I told you, I haven't played you since I was like a little kid and was pretty bad at video games, so I'll be happy to play that.
Yeah, I'm sure you will be. I'm sure you will be. So thanks again, Dalton. I really appreciate it. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of the
Thanks
Zone Heads Orlando
me.
Podcast. Yeah, man, anytime. And so just as a general question, fans listening here, are you planning on buying this latest college football game? And also kind of what do you think of NIL and how it's affecting now even the video game world? Let us know on the Zone Heads Orlando Facebook group, where discussions like this are always welcome. Don't forget to find us on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, at Zone-Heads-ORL. See more from me over at MySportsFlorida.com. Thanks again for listening to this week's episode of the Zone Heads Orlando podcast. I was your host, Greg Rhodes, here for the Underreported.
Today's episode of the Zone Heads Orlando podcast brought to you by Authentic Audio Productions, your go-to source for audio production of any kind. Commercials, ad reads, you want videos that you can post to your social media accounts to help support and promote your business? Authentic Audio Productions can help. Visit us online, AuthenticAudioPro.com. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Zone Heads Orlando podcast. Please like, rate, review, subscribe. It goes a long way. And if you keep consuming our content, we'll keep cranking them out. Chat soon, Zoneheads.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Hey, Cam, mind sending me over our new Wi-Fi password?
Oh, sorry, Mitch, you can't be trusted.
What?
It's your phone. It's different than mine.
Cam! And I thought I was a judgy one.
No, it's just messages between different devices aren't encrypted.
Okay. Since when do you know about encryption?
I know what encryption is, and it's because I'm the last line of defense against any would-be Wi-Fi thieves.
Cam, come on.
Okay, fine. I'll send it somewhere more private.
Thank you.
Safely send messages between different devices. On WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So... no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.